that you love a heart like mine.
God's Word, the Bible, contains hidden treasures just waiting to be discovered. Treasures of truth that'll help us in our day-to-day lives. Listen to Forsha Ross now as she unlocks these hidden treasures with practical keys of understanding that'll empower you to live a more abundant life.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. He that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. John chapter 12, verse 24. I recently spoke at a conference and had a word for someone in the audience. I often receive a special personal word or a word picture from the Lord before I speak to a crowd. I don't always know whom it's for, but it never fails that it will give direction and hope no matter what situation someone may be in, even if it's a tough word. Always undergirding the word with love and encouragement, I have found that the toughest words can be received. I know in my own life, no matter how dark situations may be, if I just know where I am spiritually, I can take the medicine. And God's words in due season is like medicine. Actually, in Proverbs, it also says, they are like apples of gold in settings of silver. Anyway, this was the word. I saw someone feeling as if they were being buried alive. That was it. But the Lord wanted them to know that He was working to bring a death, so to speak, to areas in their life that actually was keeping them from being fruitful and becoming all that He had planned for them to be. The tendency in all of us when we are in a place where we can't see what's going on is to panic, be fearful, try to take things into our own hands, and even struggle with wanting to throw in the towel. Mary and Martha were perplexed and upset because Jesus waited until Lazarus was dead before He went to the tomb and called him forth. Interesting. He said the way God wanted to do it would ultimately bring more glory to God. If that's where you are, don't get up yet. God is doing a great work in you. In the dark, behind the scenes, in a place where no one seems to be able to help you. Why? To bring you to a place where you can let go and trust His timing. His way of doing things, and His will. The result? Fruitfulness, joy, and peace because you're learning that He does indeed know what He's doing. I heard a preacher say that if God had healed Lazarus before he died, it would have been a healing, and rightly so. But he waited until he died so that it would be a resurrection. Listen carefully to how the Message Bible paraphrases the scriptures I read earlier. Unless a grain of wheat is buried in the ground, dead to the world, it is never any more than a grain of wheat. But if it is buried, it sprouts and reproduces itself many times over. In the same way, anyone who holds on to life just as it is destroys that life. But if you let it go, reckless in your love, you'll have it forever, real and eternal. Hi, this is Forsha Ross of Forsha Ross Ministries, where healing the heart, renewing the mind, and empowering the spirit takes place. Thank you for listening to my Hidden Treasures radio program. For more information, visit my website at ForshaRoss.org or check out my Facebook page at Forsha Ross Ministries. Write me at Forsha Ross Ministries, P.O. Box 717, Glendale, Rhode Island, 02826. Or call us at 1-800-533-8854 in the USA and Canada. I'd love to hear from you.